coming up.
He would do any and everything for anybody, loved by everybody. And it's sad to see that a young man trying to go to college, trying to get his degree, was murdered in cold blood in his own house.
For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson. You're listening to The Daily Crime.
This is all new tonight. Fulton County's medical examiner confirming the victim of a shooting last week near Morehouse College was in fact a student. They identified him as Tyrone Holmes, the 25-year-old fatally.
Police in Atlanta are investigating the killing of a 25-year-old man in his home. This happened back on November 3rd. I'm joined by Hope Ford, reporter at 11 Alive in Atlanta, Georgia. Hope, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Before we get into this case and where the investigation is and what happened, let's talk about the victim, 25-year-old Tyrone Holmes.
He 25 years old, so young, was going to college, going to Morehouse, was trying to be a Morehouse man. And for this to happen to him when he was so close to graduating with a degree in psychology, I mean, he had scholarships. He was loved by everyone. He had a huge community out there, loved by, teachers even in high school who came out to his vigil. So it's just really sad to see this happen to him.
I know you talked to some of his family members, and he loved to talk about being from Savannah as well, right?
Oh, yeah. They call him the man from Savannah, no matter where he was. Even though he lived in Atlanta, he was very proud to be from Savannah, the west side of Savannah in particular. And, he also loved music. He talked a little bit about in some of the songs that he released about trying to release music that really spoke to kids who lived, quote unquote, in the hood of Savannah and really trying to lift them up. So he had a lot of pride around where he was from.
So let's go back to November 3rd. What do we know about what happened that night?
So we know, as far as what police are telling us, it was Tyrone and someone else was in his home off campus at Morehouse. Two men came in. From what police are telling us, it doesn't appear to be random. It was targeted. They're saying that either Tyrone or the other person that was in the house let these people in. Don't know what happened, but they believe that some sort of fight, some sort of altercation happened inside, and that ended with Tyrone being shot. His family says twice in the chest.
So here's this Morehouse student, and some type of altercation happened, as you mentioned, may have known who came in. Any other leads or evidence at this point in time that police are sharing about this investigation?
Police aren't sharing a lot with us right now. They have called for any video or anybody who lived around the area, if they saw anything that night, to kind of come forward with that. That is also something that is frustrating the family, because they're wondering, well, where is there any video? They were renting the home. So the landlord, did he have surveillance video? We've been told that there may be some surveillance video. We have not seen that. But the family really wants to see it in whole. And they're really hoping that it caught anything that might show them, who was there, how they got away, and, who they're looking for.
But as far as any issues with people that he might have known or acquaintances, nothing like that has come up in terms of your conversations with police or family members?
Police haven't said that, as far only to say again that they don't believe that it was random. Talking to his family, and we hear this a lot, whenever we talk to family members, that, they were a well-loved person. And the thing that they just kept saying over and over is, if anyone knew him, you would know that he was not the type of person that deserved something like this to happen, that he was the type of person that would do anything for anybody. A lot of people loved him. They had a vigil for him a couple of days after he passed away. And, there were a lot of people who were coming out. Like I said, even his high school teachers were coming out just to send their condolences to the family. So it's really puzzling them to find out what happened. His stepsister did tell me, if somebody knows what happened, and the wording that she used was, forget about a code, forget about anything that might be street rules. If something happened to him and that person and, they were trying to get revenge on anything or anything like that, you really got to come forward in this point in time. And, because he was trying to do everything right and murdered in cold blood in his own house.
You mentioned there have been some vigils. What about response from the university? Have officials come out and said anything publicly about this?
They have. They sent out a statement not too long after he was identified, because he was identified a couple of days after the murder happened. And, you know, they said that he was, you know, intelligent, he was good natured. And that they, you know, they, again, they talked about his love of God and his faith and, you know, his scholarships that he had. But, you know, they did say that, you know, that they were, you know, saddened by what happened to him.
And just to recap, the other injury inside the house, can you talk about a little bit more about that and what's happened with that?
Yeah, we're still trying to figure out who this other person was inside the house. If that was a friend, a roommate, someone who just stopped by, if they lived there. But police did tell us there was a second person who had a head injury and was taken to the hospital afterwards. It looks like Tyrone was the only person that was shot. So we're still trying to figure out who the second person was and maybe if they saw anything or knew the people that came inside the house.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly begs the question that person could be a witness as well as a victim in this case, but somebody who would have had insight into what was going on or might have recognized someone who came through that door.
Exactly. And because there were two people inside the house and police have said that this was not random, again, the questions that we're trying to get answered are, okay, well, who was the target in the house? Was it Tyrone or was it this other person?
It's an odd case, but I feel like we're going to hear hopefully more on this sooner than later.
Absolutely. You know, there's been a lot of crime, a lot of murders in Atlanta, and there still are those ones that just shock so many people. Again, his family is saying, you know, we see it on the news every day and all the time, and we just never thought that we'd be in this situation where now we're having to grieve, now we have to bury our loved one, and also try to keep his name out there so that people don't just think of him as another young Black man who was killed in Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, a 25-year-old man, a young man gunned down inside his home. It's an awful story, and we do hope there's some resolution. Hope forward at Love and Alive in Atlanta. Thanks so much for joining us and talking to us about this.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to The Daily Crime, a podcast from Vault Studios. Be sure to check out our other podcasts, including Bardstown, The Officer's Wife, and our weekly show, True Crime Chronicles. For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson.